Okay. Let's go with an amazing prank that this one of our great friends played on a family member.
Yes.
The wonderful Nazim Hussain, you can get his podcast, just brought out a podcast.
Yeah, it's called Survivor's Guide to Coronavirus with Nazim.
G'day, bro.
How you going, guys? How's it going? Good. Happy April 1st.
What a day.
Well, it was on my mum. I don't know if you guys have seen the thing that's going around on Google at the moment. It's augmented reality, which is basically if you just Google, say, tiger or lion or shark, you can actually view it in 3D on your smartphone. So you're kind of like, it's like you're opening up the camera app and you can see the animal in your house. Like it looks very real. It's obviously digital. And so you can record it. No, I took a video.
I saw the shark in your lounge room.
I saw a shark in my lounge room. I had one where I had a tiger walking around the kitchen. Anyway, I took a video. I sent it to the family, the Hussain group. And I thought my family would be blown away with the technology. My mum saw it immediately and she immediately just thought that I had a real tiger in my house. And she said, oh my God, you've got a real tiger at home. Is it a toy? I said, no, I told you it's safe. It's not a lethal one. It was trained. I only had him for a week. And she goes, but you got a tiger. Isn't he going to bite you? I said, no, he's friendly. She goes, can I come see him? How do I know he's safe? And I said, so long as I give him his daily medicine, he shouldn't bite anyone. And she said, if he bites you, you can die. And she goes, you must be crazy. What happens if he has mood swings? Make sure he sleeps in the outside of your bedroom. Close the door. Don't take any chances. So you know. Anyway,
mate, can I just establish though that you weren't initially trying to prank your mother, but she you just ran with it as soon as she thought that it was real. Is that right, or did you do it? Knowing she was going to think it was real.
I had no idea. I thought, obviously, like, I don't have a tiger in my house. There's no, like, but she didn't even tell me to get out of the house. She just said, make sure you feed him. And then about 2 hours later, I sent her a message saying, I've run out of minced meat. He's on the kitchen table now. And she freaked out. She goes, I've got minced meat. Can I come now? Can I come see him?
Just quickly though, you're from Sri Lanka. Your mum's from Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Does Sri Lanka have tigers? Isn't tigers that part of the world?
Yeah.
I think that there's tigers. There's all sorts of jungle animals. Like she should know that there is no way that you could just have a tiger in your house and that be a normal thing.
She might be watching Tiger King. Is she on Netflix watching Tiger King? Was she seeing it all over the joint?
I'm up to episode one of Tiger King, but I've heard that like pretty crazy things happen.
My
favorite is when one of your family members, Naz, I was reading on the Instagram, a screenshot a couple. My favorite is when one of your family members goes, make sure you wipe his paws. If he goes outside, he might carry corona inside the house.
And then I said, I can't take him out because the police would probably shoot him. I said, his brother apparently got put down for attacking an old woman. And then my mum said, see, that's why I'm scared that you don't get killed by this idiot tiger. You are foolish, risking your life.
Can we play the voicemail? Can we play the voice message she left you? It's so weird. Can we play it? This is Naz's mum.
I haven't heard this.
Be careful. When he gets hungry, he might even bite you. So you be very careful. I don't know. I'm just very worried about you. I don't know why you take this chance of bringing tigers into the house. You know, I don't know what to tell you, Nazim. Okay? Just get rid of the shit. Lock him in the toilet. That's all I'm telling you.
Lock him in the toilet.
Can you imagine if I locked a tiger in the toilet, right?
Did you swear then?
I would never be able to go again. My mum, she said shit. And she told me off for saying bloody in my stand-up.
Does she still not know, really?
I haven't actually confirmed, but, like, she was sort of, I think she was letting my other sister know that she knew the whole time, but she was panic calling my sisters for hours yesterday. And I didn't want to take the call because I just thought it would be funny that she still thinks I've got a tiger.
That's it, mate.
Bloody love your mum. What a great family.
Naz's Insta. It's a ripper. Well done. You win. You win,
God,
April
you're
Fool's.
A superstar.
Well and check out Nazim's podcast, Survivor's Guide to the Coronavirus. Well done, thanks a lot, Nazim.
Good on you, mate.